The ship lurched. Cups and plates slid across the table and crashed to the floor. Annie grabbed Jack as the ship rocked wildly.
"Steady as she goes," said the captain.
"It seems the storm is fully upon us," said the professor.
The ship lurched again. More cups and plates slid off the table. Jack and Annie almost slid off their chairs. But without any sign of nervousness, the officers and scientists stood up and hurried out of the room, as if they knew just what to do in bad weather.
"I'll take you down to the hold," Henry said to Jack and Annie. "We'll wait there until the waves calm down."
The ship pitched violently as they stood up from the table. Holding on to the back of their life vests, Henry steered Jack and Annie out of the ward room. Jack nearly slipped on the wet floor. His bare feet crushed some soggy biscuits and pickles. He tried not to think about it. Out in the dark hall, the wind howled down the stairwell from the top deck, spraying them all with ocean foam.
"I must go secure my lab," Henry shouted to Jack and Annie. He pointed to the stairs. "Go down one more flight. I'll join you when I can."
"We'll come with you," said Annie.
"'Tis better to be safe," said Henry. "Follow the others quickly. I'll come soon."
Henry unlocked the door to his lab and disappeared inside.
"Come on, let's go down," said Jack.
He grabbed Annie's hand and pulled her toward the stairwell. Officers and sailors were all heading down the steps ahead of them. Just as Jack and Annie started down, the ship lurched again. Jack's stomach lurched with it. He covered his mouth.
"I am definitely going to be sick," he thought.
He really didn't want to throw up on the stairs or in front of the captain and the others.
"You go down, I'll be right there,"
Jack shouted to Annie.
"Why, where are you going?"
Annie yelled.
"Just go down," said Jack.
Then he whirled around and charged up two flights of steep steps to the top deck. When Jack stepped onto the deck, the rain was pounding. The wind was howling. The waves looked like dark mountains. Sea foam was blowing everywhere. Jack knew at once he'd made a mistake.
"Better to be embarrassed than drown," he thought.
Just as he turned to go back down the steps, Annie burst onto the deck.
"Jack," she cried, "what are you doing?"
Jack forgot all about throwing up.
"I made a mistake," he shouted. "We shouldn't be up here. Go down. I'm coming with you. We have to go back down."
He pushed Annie toward the stairwell. A giant wave crashed over the side of the ship. Jack fell and slid across the foam-covered deck. It was impossible to see anything. The wind was screaming. Jack tried to stand, but wearing his clumsy life vest, he couldn't get back on his feet. Jack finally hauled himself up, but just as he did, another giant wave broke over the side of the ship. The ship rolled again, and Jack fell to his knees. Another wave crashed over the deck. Jack was swept up by the foamy water and tossed overboard into the churning sea.